This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So it's interesting, Ash Wednesday. I just made some notes for Ash Wednesday. So how many of you really know what Ash Wednesday is about in the season of Lent? Is it something that you just know you're supposed to do, or you have a deeper understanding behind it, or you want to learn a little bit more? How about if you're sort of somewhere in the middle, raise your hand. Yeah, welcome. Me too. Every year I feel like I learn something more. So this morning I mentioned we had Ashes to Go, and essentially it's an opportunity to mark people with a sign of ashes that we will do here in a few minutes. And it's interesting because we don't really have a relationship with a lot of the people. A lot of neighbors come, and it's a great opportunity to get to know them. But it doesn't matter how many times, some of them are regular visitors. I've had one today who said, I've been coming 5 years now. I've never seen her in here in the church, but every year she comes to Ashes to Go. And I even asked where her son was. Like, that's how well we know each other at this point. I asked her, I said, oh, you know, he had to go to practice early today or something. And we mark them and they say, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. So when we think about those words of Ash Wednesday, essentially the theme of Ash Wednesday is one thing that is very true for all of us. One day we will die. And it's a harsh truth, which is why the Ash Wednesday service is not the most popular service on the church calendar. But it's an important truth because it reorients the way we live our life, right? So as I was thinking about that, I had chapel time. So at the Children's Center, we have infants up to age 4 now. We have a 3-year-old class, which is awesome. And they come in here. I do the 1-year-olds in their classroom because they're still little, learning to walk. And the 2s and 3s, we come in here into the chapel. And they sit up here, and I tell them, so today I wanted to do Ash Wednesday. And of course, I had done Ashes to Go. I had a big smudge on my forehead, and I was trying to think all morning between the time we finished outside and the time I had chapel, because I hadn't had a clear thought. How do I teach the little kids what Ash Wednesday is? And if one of the teachers, do I just tell them, you're going to die? So it's really great because it's an opportunity for me to think, how do we explain it? Right? And it was fun because the teachers, it's really, technology has its own challenges, right? But it can be a blessing as well. And when you're a parent and you have to send your kid to a center all day so that you can go to work, it's nice to know how they're doing. So the teachers send the parents lots of pictures, right? And it's wonderful. You know, oh, so-and-so ate their bottle, so-and-so, you know, look. And they love to send pictures of chapel time, which I love, because I usually am in them. And so this morning they wanted to take a picture of me in chapel time on the floor with the 1-year-old. And the picture the teacher got was me like this, and the big cross on my head. And I was like, you cannot send that to their parents, because I told them we were doing Ash Wednesday, but I was going to make it easy and understandable. So as I started to mark their little heads with the ashes, because once they saw mine, and once we talked a little bit about what it is, of course they wanted to get some too. When they saw their little friend get marked with the ashes, they wanted to get the ashes too. And I said, remember that God made you. Remember that God made you, and God will never lose you. Sort of reminded me what our bishop likes to say as he sends the congregations out. He was with us on Sunday. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that God made you, and God will never lose you. It's the simplest way I could think to explain it. And now as we grow older and we become adults, we don't get to say it that way. We're going to say, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return, because there is something powerful about looking our mortality straight in the eye. Many of you, and maybe yourself, or you know somebody, a family member, a friend, again, maybe you've had this struggle, a loved one, has looked death straight in the eye. It changes the way we orient our life, does it not? That is the theme as we enter Ash Wednesday and into the season of Lent. A reminder that yes, we came from God and one day we will return to God, and we don't know when that will be, and therefore we are called to live every day to the glory of God, as if tomorrow may be our last. That's the reminder, because when we think about it, if you were told today, and again, you may have had this experience in your life, if you were told that you have 1 month to live, how might you live your life? Now, let's not think about what everyone just did at Mardi Gras. I'm talking about real good, wholesome life. What might you do? Who might you call? Who might you sit down to have a conversation with? What practices in your life that really aren't very helpful are you going to let go of? How might you find ways to enjoy joy every day in the simple things? These are the sort of the reorienting things that when we think about a mortality that we are called to remember, and as we lean into the season of Lent. You see, the season of Lent isn't really about new things that we're supposed to learn as Christians. It's really about intensifying the way we live as Christians. A reminder that it is every day that counts. And as we look today, when we mark ourselves with a forehead, and then when we look at each other and we see the mark of the ashes on each other's foreheads, we are reminded today is a God-given gift for me. Today is a God-given gift for you. And how can we live into that with gratitude and joy? What can we shed behind us and head into the next day? I read earlier today that Lent isn't really about beating us down as much as it is about bolstering us and giving us a strong spiritual posture. Imagine that. Rather than it beating us down, it's like standing tall and claiming the responsibility we have as followers of Jesus. So this, my friends, is what the invitation is for Ash Wednesday. I'm so grateful that you all are here. And I hope that as you leave this evening, as you receive Holy Communion, as you receive ashes, that you are reminded again and again what beautiful gift we have in God and Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm.